Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
All right, welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, last hour we talked about divorce, so let's drown our sorrows in a lot of fun, food, and drinks. And that's going to be next Saturday with the Food That Rocks celebration of Sandy Springs. So I brought in Sky Estroff. She's the marketing and media manager of Food That Rocks, and this is the going to be the third year, Sky, that this happens. And I mean, it's taken off like a rocket.
Oh, I tell you. And we're about to launch it even further next weekend. And Food That Rocks is put on by Taste of Atlanta, along with City Springs, that new conglomerate on Roswell Road and Hammond Drive.
Yes.
That I drive by and I was like, what is that thing? And until we started planning Food That Rocks, I had no idea what they were building.
Oh, you've not been back there?
I hadn't, but then I got the hard hat tour. Now I'm really well-versed in the construction.
Yes. Well, tell our listeners about it.
Yes. It is, I mean, multi-million dollar construction. It's going to be government buildings, but also Performance Arts Center. They've already like pre-sold so many tickets to all of these plays that are going to go there. And where Food That Rocks is going to be their outdoor city green. It's this whole open green space, really beautiful. And it's perfect for events. It's like a little mini amphitheater out there.
Oh, that's great. So now where do people park for this?
There is underground parking and street parking. But I mean, you're going to have a good time next weekend. You have beer, wine, and cocktail samples included in your ticket. You can have as many as you want. I would recommend taking an Uber or a Lyft or a taxi or some other rideshare place because you don't want to limit yourself to fun next weekend.
No, you don't. Okay, tell us how this works. You pay one price.
Yes.
And that is $55 for general admission, or you can get the VIP first taster for $75. And then, like you said, it's open from that point.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, our general admission ticket will get you still those beer, wine, and cocktail samples included in as many bites from all the restaurants that we have to offer next weekend. But the VIP ticket, which is actually $65, but $75 at the door.
Okay.
So a little $10 discount until next Saturday. But that will just get you in an hour early so you can beat the crowds and not have to fight for your food. You can just go up and just start shoving your face before anybody else gets there.
Now, what I love about these types of tastings, Atlanta Food and Wine, Atlanta Wine Festival, restaurants that have been on your I gotta try it list,
yes,
you can really start checking those off. And because these restaurants really plan and work hard for these festivals and the bites that they serve.
Oh, yeah.
And they bring their A game to these events.
Well, because the whole point of these restaurants coming out is to get new business, to keep themselves top of mind. So people are going out to eat anyways. They live in the Sandy Springs area, or at least driving distance. They're in Atlanta. They want to try these new spots and see what they have to offer. And if they bring out, you know, little bowls of something that's not on their menu, it's not going to be super appealing.
Pimento cheese
to our
and a Ritz cracker's not going to cut it.
Hey, it would for me. I love pimento cheese, but they're definitely bringing their A game. They're going to have a really great setup. We have over 29 restaurants coming out, and three of those are going to be set up in that City Springs area. I didn't even mention that restaurants are moving in there too.
Okay, so let's start listing some of the restaurants so we can get people's you know, taste buds watering.
Oh, yeah. I've got them in alphabetical order, so you just get ready. Get excited, everybody. Get your mouth watering. And these are all listed on foodthatrocks.org as well. So the first restaurant, Three Sheets, they're serving up a cucumber gimlet or cucumber basil smash
that sounds good.
Oh, my gosh. People were freaking out over them last year, so we had to bring them back on board with it this year. Breadwinner Cafe and Bakery. You know what we should do? Whenever I say one that you've eaten at, tell me.
Okay,
and then
we could
go back and forth on that.
Okay.
Because Breadwinner Cafe and Bakery, they're awesome. And they have other restaurants outside of Sandy Springs, too. Farm to Ladle is their other concept, and that's at Avalon and at Pont City Market,
I just
too.
Finally went to Avalon.
Oh,
what'd
you
think? I was blown away. I felt like I was in another city.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool.
I feel like that when I get over there, too. It's just, I grew up in that area, and I can't believe how much times have changed. You feel like you're in, like, Seaside, but really a big city of Seaside.
Right, you're just transported. And, the restaurants were there. And it was the walkability and the shops that were there. It was so much fun.
It's great if you have family in town, because then you don't have to fight about where to go for dinner. I mean, that's what my family fights about all the time. And that either everybody can, like, go to a different restaurant and pick something up, or there's a lot of places to choose from. And
Absolutely.
You don't have that one person in the corner just sulking because they didn't want barbecue or whatever that is.
That would be my 13-year-old.
Yep. Your 13-year-old is not alone. That's everybody's family.
Okay, then we've got, I see, Buttermilk Sky Pie Shop.
And yes.
Yes, I have had one of the pies from there.
Oh, good.
And it was so delicious.
Do you remember which one you had?
Pecan.
That's a classic. I mean, if that impresses you, then it's definitely going to be impressive next weekend. I think they have 5 different pies that they're going to have out for everybody to try. And you can have as many as you want. And since it's sample size, it's free of calories. It's guilt-free.
If you're standing up and eating it off a small plate.
You're right. Yes.
It doesn't count.
Especially if you don't use a utensil, too. I feel like that helps. That maybe even burns calories to have to use your hands. So,
what do you think?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're just keeping it guilt-free next weekend. Another one is Cali Road Creamery. It's super cute. An artisan cheese shop in Sandy Springs. It's a very hidden gem of Sandy Springs. And I love cheese. So, I love it. Chef Rob's Caribbean Cafe.
Okay.
Is awesome. He'll be there. And last year, he won Best Taste at Food That Rocks.
Oh, that's great.
And he's trying to defend the title. It's going to be a really hard competition
this
year. It
is. I'm looking at this list.
And also, everybody who comes to Food That Rocks with their ticket comes in and has a ballot to vote for their best taste of the event. And at the end of the night, we announce it. We have this really cool record plaque that we give as our award. So there is a competitive aspect to this whole thing. Another place that I found so interesting is called Craft Hall Kitchen. To me, I thought it was in Dunwoody, but it's actually Sandy Springs because they have a really weird border. It's like a puzzle piece. And it's over across from that Regal Perimeter Point.
Uh-huh.
But it's a restaurant that has 4 different stalls in it. There's like a bowl place, a sandwich shop, a brunch all day place, and a fried chicken place. And they're serving up some of their bowls next Saturday. It's so cute in there.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, and I think that's
fun.
Great for people to see and debut. We have some desserts from Gigi's Cupcakes.
We all know Gigi's Cupcakes. Delicious.
Yes, and if you haven't had one, it's about time, so you got to try it next weekend. Gio's Chicken Amalfitano.
Oh, yes, I have had. That is some mouth-watering chicken.
They are serving up the chicken parm, so you know it's going to be incredible. And everybody who's listening who didn't realize, hey, why is that on the list? They're not in Sandy Springs. They're moving into the City Springs complex. They will be there soon.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yes. Hammocks Trading Company, an awesome seafood shack on Roswell Road.
I have not tried it, but everybody's told me it must be on my to-do list, so it is on my to-do.
It must. And it's great for summer, too. They have an awesome patio, great cocktails, everything. Hearth Pizza Tavern, they're great. They're going to have some awesome meatballs and garlic knots. I am a sucker for a good garlic knot. Henri's Bakery and Cafe, some good stuff there. Hudson Grill, always a favorite. Il Giallo, which is probably one of my top Italian restaurants in the city. Kaiser's Chop House, which Peter Kaiser is an awesome chef in Atlanta, and his restaurant's beautiful, but they're serving up a really decadent salmon BLT next weekend.
Oh, a salmon BLT.
I can't resist a salmon BLT. I think it's like kind of a newfound concept of how can we make the BLT even better? Yeah. Let's add some grilled salmon so people can think it's healthy. But sure, next weekend it is. I don't know if any other time of the year, but next weekend if you eat it standing up. Then Kale Me Crazy will be a little healthier. Yeah. They'll have kale salad, smoothie samples, stuff like that. Mandolin Kitchen is an awesome Turkish restaurant. Spitfire chicken, rice, grilled vegetables. Marlowe's Tavern.
Love Marlowe's.
Everybody loves Marlowe's. Just crowd favorite. Nam Kitchen is moving into City Springs.
Really?
Yes. And they're serving up a couple awesome cocktails. So I know I'll be over near that station
I'll be joining you there.
Yes, please, Belinda. We'll do a cheers over there. And Pontoon Brewing is serving up some beers. That's Sandy Springs, I believe, first brewery. So really cool concept. And they just opened a few months ago.
Cheers to them.
Yes. Well, cheers there, too. Roasters and a great staple. The Select. It's the owner of Paces and Vine, but they're moving over to the City Springs area, too. Okay. I think it's more than three restaurants that are moving to City Springs that I've already mentioned. But, you know, I'm not really
Who's
good
counting?
With the counting. Nobody. Then Southern Bistro, an awesome spot. And this was one of my favorite dishes from last year. They're bringing it back this year, trying to get that title. It's a fried green tomato slider on a homemade
bun. Oh,
that
sounds delicious. I love fried green tomatoes.
Oh, me too. It's Southern Bistro. They have to serve something that's quintessentially Southern. And just delicious.
Yeah.
Stockyard Burgers and Bones. This is something I believe that we cleaned out their dishes last year. They had short rib sliders. Oh. They're bringing them back this year, too. So indulgence at its finest.
Crowd's favorite.
Yes. Then Sub-Zero Nitrogen Ice Cream is there. Very cool spot. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm excited to. You can pick your flavor of ice cream. And they have gluten-free and vegan options available.
We are running out of time, so if people want to find out where to get more information on the Food That Rocks, the celebration of Sandy Springs, where do we send them?
Food.rocks.org, and we'll have all this information listed on there. Our beneficiaries are listed on there, Drake House Community Assistance Center and Second Helpings Atlanta, and just everything you need to know about next weekend's event.
All right. I plan to see you there.
Yes.
Okay. Stay tuned for Breaking Chews. More coming up on Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season Magazine, and, of course, belindaskelton.com. So one of my favorite magazines has come to life in restaurant form.
Yeah, you know, a lot of listeners are probably familiar with the magazine Garden and Gun.
I love that magazine.
This magazine, it spawned this Southern cultural revolution. It's just a beautiful homage to Southern art and horticulture, you know, and
everything.
Yes, and hunting. But the pictures and the writing, just beautiful. So now, over at the Battery, right next to SunTrust Park, comes the first physical incarnation of the magazine with the Garden and Gun Club.
That's awesome.
So it's a shrine of style and design, and the food is amazing. You walk through an outdoor patio, you come into really one of the most handsome dining rooms in the city. It's very dark woods, rich leathers, marble, brass. There's an ice-filled trough of raw seafood rounding out a circular bar. Half the bar protrudes into the dining room, the indoor dining room. The other half is in a small lounge area, and then all the cocktails are named for R.E.M. songs.
Oh, I love it.
So like the magazine, the atmosphere is kind of highbrow, but it's very clubby and inclusive. There's small, you know, bric-a-brac and taxidermy throughout the restaurant. There's even mounted heads in the bathrooms. So it's very masculine, but it also has this woman's design touch. And then the soundtrack is Southern influence rock. Think of Cinnamon Girl by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. So the menu is spectacular. It's designed by two chefs from Charleston that have incredible restaurants in Charleston. So many of the Southern staples you would expect. There's pimento cheese, boiled peanuts, raw oysters. They do a turkey neck gumbo. There's a buttermilk fried quail and cornmeal fried white shrimp. Those are two incredible dishes I tried. And they do gourmet club sandwiches on General Muir bread. I had the crab salad one yesterday. So simple and really beautifully executed. Dessert, like banana pudding with peanut butter whipped cream.
Oh, my gosh.
And they do a rhubarb hand pie that's just magnificent. So really hearty flavors, hearty dishes. And they're not pretentious. They don't feel cliched. They just feel like right in the moment. And I was really, you know, I had modest expectations for this, but I have to admit they really translated the energy and the creativity of the magazine into a brick and mortar space. So check out the Garden and Gun Club. It's right there, kind of in this murderer's row of restaurants now. You've got CLET's, Garden and Gun Club, Antico Pizza, and the El Felix from Ford Fry, all in a row right at the Battery. So game day or non-game day, you'll absolutely hit a home run there. And Garden and Gun Club, check out BelindaSkelton.com. I got pictures and all sorts of stuff up on there.
I can't wait to try it. Where can we find you during the week?
My website is Bites and Sites, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N-S-I-T-E-S. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as well.
All right. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, born out of a love for beer, the city of Atlanta, and the fine breweries that we have in this city, we have the Atlanta Beer Bus. And it was born with the help of Travis Arians. And he's in the studio with me today. And Travis, I pass by the Beer Bus every day, twice a day, actually. And it just kind of makes me smile because I'm like, a beer bus, what could be better? Because A, you're driving people around to different breweries, and B, you're getting these people off the road.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks for having me. It's the best part of what we do is we get to let people enjoy different breweries and try things they wouldn't have done before, and nobody has to be a DD.
So how did you come up with this idea? What is your background?
Well, sure, yeah. A couple of years ago, I took a trip to Asheville, North Carolina, and those that have been there know they have a ton of breweries in a very small, concentrated area, and there are companies online that will provide walking maps, free to the public. You just tells you how to get from one to another and enjoy the most out of a day. In Atlanta, we can't exactly walk, but we do have a good concentration on the west side of town, and we wanted to be able to provide a service to get people from point A to point B and maybe give them some information along the way to help them along in their beer journey. I was surprised at how many people don't even know about more than half of the breweries that are here.
Well, so many have opened in the last 2 years that it's amazing that the city of Atlanta has the amount of craft breweries that we do, and they're just award-winning brew pubs everywhere on every street corner. And like you said, the west side is really populated, a lot of them.
Absolutely. And speaking of new ones, we've got one on the west side, Steady Hand, that's about to open, and we've already talked to them, and it's right on our route already, of course, because that's where all the breweries live.
Okay, tell me, if I'm interested in the Beer Bus, tell me how this works. What do I do?
Okay, so you pick a brewery of your choice off of the list of our stops, and
Monday Night Brewery.
Okay, so great. You start at Monday Night Brewery. Our hours are 4 to 10 on Fridays, 12 to 10 on Saturdays, and 1 to 6 on Sundays. And within half an hour of you showing up, you'll see one of our bus. We've actually got our beer nerds that'll walk around with a sign saying Beer Bus leaving soon. So you know that the bus is there, and if you want to get on, you get on right then, or you can wait another 20, 30 minutes for the next one. You hop right on. If it's your first time that day, you pay $15. We give you a wristband, and it's good all day. You can hop on and hop off at any brewery you want as many times as you want all day.
So you can do one brewery?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do how many? How many are on your stop?
So there's 10 total stops on this route, and that's 7 breweries, a distillery, a cidery, and a MARTA station.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Atlanta hosts, the city of Atlanta is known as one of the great distilleries in the city. So tell us about that.
So, yeah, American Spirit Works over by Sweetwater Brewing on Armor Drive is an amazing distillery.
It's great space.
It's such a gorgeous space. They have amazing deals. They do $5 old fashions on Fridays.
Oh, really?
Yep. And they are one of three distilleries in the country that has an inverted distilling process. And
now
so,
what does that mean?
I wish I knew all the details on that. They tried to explain it to me, and so far over my head, but it's so great.
I'm sure on the tour, they
yes.
explain everything.
Yeah, I don't want to give away all their secrets before you go there, but they've got some amazing stuff there. Fiddler is their flagship, and yeah, it's a really great time.
It's such a wonderful space, and a lot of people rent that area out for special occasions and different special events. Mm-hmm. You can rent that out. Okay, so we have a cider
yep.
brewery.
Urban Tree Cidery on Howell Mill. And for those people that are thinking, oh, sweet cider, I'm not
That's
really
not
into
my
that.
Thing.
Right. So
and that actually, was me until I tried
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh. It's yes, I'm the same way, and I'll be the first one to admit it. So one of my favorite ciders over there is their Sweet Heat. So it's got a habanero and ginger, so it's got a little spice on the end, and as well as a sweet. So it's really good. Plus, because they're cider and made from apples, they're more considered a winery than a brewery, so
really?
They can do full liquor bar. So they've got liquor, they've got local craft beers, so they've got something for everybody. They make cocktails with their ciders. They do a lot of really cool, interesting stuff, and it's majority owned by women.
I didn't know that, and if I'm not mistaken, they grow a lot of their own apples that they produce.
All of them.
All of
yep,
them.
Yeah. They okay, they own incredible. Their own orchard. So it's literally farm to table in this sense.
That's incredible. And that's one of the stops. So tell us the other stops that the breweries that you stop at.
Okay. So we started with Monday night. So the next one would have been Urban Tree. So there's that. And then from there, we go to Second Self Brewing. And then from there, it's Scofflaw, then Red Brick, then ASW, American Spirit Works, Sweetwater, Orpheus Brewing, Park Tavern, and the MARTA Station.
So people say, well, if you've seen one brewery, you've seen them all. What do you say to that?
So I say if you've seen a brewery tour, a traditional brewery tour, you go in, you see the tanks. Yeah, they're not that much different. People will tell you a little bit about their process that's different, that differentiates them. But realistically, when you get down to the nuts and bolts, it's almost the same. So what we do is we take that out and we tell you those little tidbits, like we were just talking about Urban Tree or Monday Night, how they were started in a garage because on Bible study Monday nights.
Yeah.
And those are the things we tell you on the bus before you get there so that you don't need to go look at the tanks to find out all the cool things about each brewery. Sweetwater, people say they know Sweetwater, but most people don't know they have their Woodlands project right down the street, which does all their R&D, all their experimental stuff. So that's almost attached to their current facility, and it's a gorgeous space too. I mean, they do a lot of private events there.
So this is a great service, and as far as I know, you're the only company doing a beer bus tour.
We're doing our tour. Our route is different than everybody else's. There are three other companies that I can think of that do a traditional pick you up at one place, take the whole group to place number one, everybody takes a tour, everybody does the same sampling, and then you all get on the bus together mm-hmm. and you go. And then we take you back to the beginning when you're done. With us, we're not telling you how long to stay at each location. We're not telling you what to drink at each location. And we're not telling you which locations to go to. You get to choose. I mean, it really is a choose-your-own-adventure for beer.
So it's like a trolley.
Yeah.
for beer lovers.
Yeah, it's Beer Marta.
Beer Marta. I love it. So what have your patrons, because you've only been open for 6 weeks.
Right.
So what are your customers saying about the service?
They absolutely love it. And the beer nerds that I was talking about before, they say that is worth the $15 in and of itself. Having somebody on the bus that can not only tell you information about the next stop and entice you to get off somewhere you might not have thought you were going to, but also lead you in the direction of a particular beer for your tastes. So these guys have gone to all of these locations. They've tried basically everything on the menu, and they really, truly are beer nerds. They know so much about it that they can make recommendations just from what you've liked in the past at other places.
Oh, that's terrific. That's a lot of knowledge that you wouldn't get otherwise.
Right.
Now, what if I have a group of girls or a guy's night out and we want to rent, say, the whole bus? What's the capacity of the bus?
So the buses hold 14 plus the driver. And right now, our charter days are only Thursdays and Wednesdays, if we really needed to, because Friday, Saturday, Sunday is when we run and we got to have all our buses. But Thursdays and Wednesdays are the days when most of the breweries are open. A lot of people were emailing or calling us about Memorial Day, but there were only two or three breweries open, so it doesn't really give you the full experience that we provide. So it wouldn't have made sense. It wouldn't have been a best customer experience.
Right. That makes total sense. Well, what are the breweries saying about your service?
They love it. And I was honestly nervous that they were going to think we were taking customers from them, but they get that, yes, if we take 5 or 10 people right now, there are 5 or 10 people from 8 other locations right behind that coming in right to try new stuff that are ready to spend money.
Well, I know I live down the street from Scofflaw.
Okay.
And that place is packed all the time.
All the time.
So these are very popular breweries that, mm-hmm. that are on your tour that have very popular beers that you would want to try, and award-winning beers.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. So, Travis, this sounds like such a fun thing for people to do. People of drinking age, of course. Yeah. So how do we get in touch with you?
All our information is on our website, atlantabeerbus.com, all spelled out. We even have an FAQ page so you can figure out what to expect of your experience with us. And on social media, we are at ATL Beer Bus on all the platforms.
So don't think I'll just drive myself from brewery to brewery. We're just getting samples. Leave it to the hands of the professionals. Stay off the roads. Contact the Atlanta Beer Bus. And Travis, this has been so fun. And I think a true asset to the city and something that's needed dearly to highlight the different craft breweries that we have in the city.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me in.
I can't wait to get a group of people and jump on the bus and hop on and hop off at my favorite breweries.
Let's do it.
All right. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Hey, welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesandSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season Magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. So, a colossal new restaurant opening this past week, and you're calling it the biggest in the decade.
I mean, on sheer scale alone, the buzziest restaurant opening, yeah, the past 10 years in Atlanta has to be the new Little Alley Steak
yeah.
that just opened in Buckhead. And, you know, they just opened their massive doors. These are literally massive
they
doors just this past week. So the original, if you don't know, is in downtown Roswell, and it's small. It's a very intimate. It's got a kind of a butcher theme. It's just this incredibly intimate and beloved, you know, den of red meat and great seafood and red wine and brown liquor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now the owners, F&H Food Trading Company, they also operate three very popular Salt Factory pubs. They feel like they're ready for the Buckhead big leagues.
And they are.
And they inhabited the former Asia space right by Phipps on Lenox Road. This is a 9,000 square foot space. And, you know, the old one was kind of vast and cavernous. It just felt empty. But the designers have absolutely hit a home run. I mean, you've seen it.
It's stunning.
It's just stunning. So they divided up this massive space into two smaller dining rooms, a gorgeous bar, and it feels, you know, grand, but it's also wonderfully intimate, and mm-hmm. it's just kind of sexy, you know. There's red leather banquettes. They do these, you know, the tables are butcher's block, and there's white subway tiles, and There are literally, it's a sea of those Edison
which
bulbs
I love.
Hanging from the ceiling, these giant bulbs that are just incredible.
On the butcher block hooks.
On the hooks. Like there's so many great little features in this place. There's also an outdoor bar and terrace. It's like unlike anything else in the city. Of course, the food and service has to be top shelf if it's going to sustain this buzz. But you can expect the same incredible food from Little Alley in Roswell, the porcini crusted scallops, their cold water oysters, the Kobe beef burgers, and of course, their wet and dry age, 100% black Angus beef. It's just, it's just magnificent. So with the size of the operation and the design of the space and really the theatrical presentation, they have over 400 bottles of bourbon.
I was going to mention that. Did you see all the bourbon bottles?
Bourbon, scotch, whiskey. I mean, this is the kind of spectacle you really would more likely see in Vegas or South Beach,
Yeah.
But this is here in Atlanta. It's in Buckhead. There are 7 steakhouses in Buckhead. So Little Alley has a lot of competition. But you know what? If I was an old guard steakhouse in Buckhead that relied on regulars, I'd be pretty worried. The new Little Alley Steak in Buckhead, you absolutely must check this out. I will have a link up at belindaskelton.com. I've got a bunch of pictures. And, bon appetit.
Absolutely. Where can we find you during the week?
My website is bitesandsites.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S. And please follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at Bites and Sites.
I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.